This week on the podcast for New All Ages Comics for the week of March 14, 2018, Riverdale goes dark, Big Nate, Peanuts, two comics that take a chance, new shoes, and a human tornado.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for checking out the podcast this week. There is a fabulous amount of new product out this week for all ages to look at. Some of them are graphic novels. There's one book, which we rarely look at books, but this book is so fabulous that for middle schoolers and up, I think you'll love it if you're not familiar with the franchise already. And a favor, if you would share this podcast, give it a rating on your podcast provider, that'd be super. And it would help spread the word about some cool all-age comics. First up is this book. This is the third in a series. It's from Paul Tobin. The first one came out 2 years ago, How to Capture an Invisible Cat. The second one, How to Art Smart a Robot Bee Army. Obviously very kind of out there scientific-y sci-fi titles. The third one came out last week, How to Tame a Human Tornado. And if you're familiar with this series, you're automatically already on radar about this book and how fabulous it is. And if you're not, let me see if I can explain to you how cool it is. We see lots of books here at Daddy Mojo. We see lots. I mean, we get books. It's what we do. It's our thing. But that's cool because when we were growing up, we didn't really know what was a good book. And our parents didn't know. And my parents didn't really say, check out this book. You're in elementary school. You're in middle school. You're going into high school. Here's a book that's cool for you. It was left to my own devices. And left to my own devices, I didn't really device well at all. So that's why we try and kind of steer audiences, parents or kids who want to read cool books that will make them want to read more. And this is one of them. Comic books are a gateway to that too. But specifically, this book is great and it makes middle kids want to read. It's a realistic look, semi-realistic, about teenage relationships. Nate, I guess he's in middle school. He's in upper middle school. And he's a genius. He's the world's smartest kid. He's also incredibly rich, but he's not like a richy rich rich. He seems to be rich just based from the inventions that he does. And Nate Bannister is so smart that he can make any invention of anything. He's so smart that on Friday the 13th, he intentionally makes mistakes so that his otherwise perfect life and intelligence and wherewithal is somewhat thrown for a loop. And that's kind of the beauty in this, because you're dealing with a perfect kid who programs into his perfect life and those around him chaos. And it's utter nonsensical, but with its feet and its fingerprints really just touching science fiction. You want to ask author Paul Tobin, how much of this is science fact and how much is science fiction? Because it deals with things that happen on a chemical level that really could happen. If you put a little bit of this into that, maybe you could make things levitate. Or maybe you could make things dissolve into sand at the drop of a hat. It's fun. The other thing I like about this series, and specifically How to Tame a Human Tornado, is it moves at such a brisk pace that even when the characters are in a really dire circumstance, you don't know how they're going to get out of it because there are so many ways that they could get out of it that they may not, if that makes any sense at all, because it turns on a dime and is so believable and so much fun to read for a story that's entirely aimed at middle school and up. My wife and I love this series. This is probably my wife and my favorite series of books. And we've seen dozens of series of books throughout the past couple of years. Dozens. This is our favorite, and it's maintained the highest level of quality. It's great stuff. It's good reading for middle school readers and up. You don't need to read the first two books to really get in the loop to follow the story here. I recommend it because they're fabulous books, but you can start off with How to Tame a Human Tornado and be fabulously entertained. It's from Paul Tobin. It's in hardback. The soft cover comes out later this year, but buy the hardback because it is great stuff. Next up is a graphic novel. It's an original graphic novel that we really thought we would not like. Just based on the description, it's about a donkey named Francis. Francis the donkey in a South American village makes shoes. And Francis has a very important customer that he has to make shoes for. But Francis only uses the best quality shoemaking supplies in the jungle, and he has to go deeper into the jungle to find these supplies for this very important customer who happens to be his favorite singer, Miss Manatee. Isn't this just the most silly, almost juvenile plot that I absolutely loved? Once you see the illustrations in this book, Sarah Varon, the author, has really done something I didn't expect, because it's a graphic novel that is informative and teaches a lesson without being preachy and is more overwhelmingly entertaining than it is at teaching a lesson. And the lessons are very sublime. You won't even pick up on them unless you try to, unless, you know, your mom and dad are like, ah, it's teaching a lesson. Ah. Kids will just love this. And this is a great graphic novel, an example of the graphic novel as art. And we say that for ages 5 and up. I'll say you 5-year-old kids, you're not going to be able to read this, in case you're listening, in case you're jumping on the podcast, the computers, and hey, let's check out that one. So those 5-year-old kids, they're not going to be able to read this. Early elementary school kids will be able to read most of the words, but they may need some help with the odd word here or there. But they'll love the plot. They'll love the illustrations, and they will just really love this book if they give it a chance. I say give it a chance because it's not going to be immediately on their radar, those elementary school kids, because it's not very action-oriented. There's no combat or anything like that. So the boys may be like, I don't want to read a graphic novel about a donkey making shoes. Doesn't sound good, Dad. But it really is fun. And even our 8-year-old, once he gave it a chance, he liked it. And I heard him laughing when I wasn't in the room. So there's the test. When your 8-year-old boy laughs to himself while reading this book, and you're not there because he thinks he's too cool to be reading it, that is the sign of success. And it's a new shoes from Sarah Varon, and it is utterly fabulous. These two comic books come out monthly, and they're great for similar yet partially different reasons. The first up is Adventure Time Comics. This is a trade paperback. It's volume 4, and it collects issues 13 through 16 from this series from Boom Studios. This has in common with the next comic book the ability and the trust that the franchise characters put in its different creators, because each story is written and drawn by different artists and different authors. And what you get is story to story, something that's wholly different, but it's all very much the same characters. For example, in Adventure Time Comics, this trade paperback, you've still got the Land of Ooo. You've got all the characters that make up Adventure Time that your middle school kids love, and even to an extent, you upper elementary school kids. You love Adventure Time. This is just it's a different take on it. Just by looking at some of the pictures as you look through this over at the podcast on YouTube, you can see, wow, I see different art forms and different ways that they're drawn. That's not the Finn I know from the cartoon series, but it's still the same Adventure Time. And that's what I love about this comic book, Adventure Time Comics, is that it's Adventure Time just through many different lenses. The same can be said for this one, SpongeBob Comics. This is issue 78 from United Plankton Pictures. And this one does the same thing, where each issue of SpongeBob Comics may have 3 to 5 different stories, maybe even 6 or 7 different stories that, I mean, some of these stories are going to be 1 page long, so they're not going to be too long. And some stories might be 10 to 11 pages. But they're drawn in different formats and different ways so that different creators have a chance at their favorite SpongeBob story. And these are original SpongeBob stories. That's why I like this comic book on a monthly basis so much. And our 8-year-old has enjoyed this comic for a good solid 2 years. So if you have a 6-year-old, maybe give them a shot at SpongeBob comics. It's genuinely funny for adults and kids, and six-year-olds can get it, and it does not have any of the sass or attitude of the television series. SpongeBob Comics 78 is out. This is a reintroduction of a classic comic from Nickelodeon on Boom Studios. It's Rocko's Modern Life. Do you remember this series when it aired? Wow, back in the day. Back in the day. This comic book really touches that same vein, and it's not as coarse as Ren and Stimpy. It has a lot more comedy and more coherent storytelling vibes from a cartoon-to-cartoon basis and comparison. And that's kind of the deal with the comic book, too, Rocko's Modern Life. There's a lot of story in here, a lot of pratfalls, a lot of physical humor, and it's going to be appropriate for upper elementary school and up. And the upper elementary school division is mainly because there's a little bit of attitude by some of the characters that younger kids might try to emulate. A bad thing. But middle school kids, you will know the deal, and you'll just look at Rocko's Modern Life as good, goofy fun. And issue number 4 could be yours for the taking at your local comic book store this week. Let's go a little younger. Yes, I love these younger comic books. And there aren't many of them out there, especially when you're talking science fiction or action. And this is one that really fits that groove perfectly. It's Cosmo. Cosmo is from Archie Comics. And Cosmo was originally introduced in the late 50s. He's been around that long. And he was originally called a very archaic term, Cosmo, the Merry Martian. So you can see why the new comic book is just called Cosmo. Because Cosmo the Merry Martian wouldn't go very far with today's audience. It sounds a little too juvenile. So Cosmo, check it out. It's got enough space action that kids are going to like it and relate to it. And parents, you're going to be okay with any kid who's 5 and up reading this. Really. And reading is relative for a 5-year-old. Reading some of the sight words, looking at the pictures, and then kind of inferring what exactly the characters are saying. But this is great for ages 5 and up. And that's a rare thing for an action comic book to be kind of without regards to saying, go buy this comic book. 5 and up. Really perfect for them. It is issue 3, Cosmo, from Archie Comics. Costs $3.99, in case you are curious. And I really think you'll dig it. Peanuts. Now, Peanuts is something that we grew up on as a kid. And we still have our old Peanuts collected books of their cartoons here in the house. And the kids read them. And I still read them occasionally. Classic, funny stuff. What is happening with the property, I guess the printed property of Peanuts and Snoopy and all those guys from Charles Schulz, is that they have some brand new stories coming out from Andrews McMeel Publishing. And what they do, these are brand new stories. And they're similar to the way the comic book, because there used to be a Peanuts comic book about 2 years ago that came out from Boom Studios. That was a great comic book, but I can understand how arduous that was and certainly stressful to produce. What they're doing now at Andrews McMeel is they are having just new stories printed and put into these graphic novel formats. This is called I'm Not Your Sweet Baboo, and you old school Peanuts fans will recognize that as being the title to a couple books. I know we've got one here in the house from the early 90s, one was, and I think one even from the early 80s. It's just a common, who's the kid with the blanket? I forget his name. You can tell that I read a lot of Peanuts now, but it's the kid with the blanket who Charlie Brown's sister always has the crush on, and on the cover, she's picking him up. And he's saying, I'm not your sweet baboo, except he probably says it in a much more comic and jovial way with a little less anger and vitriol than I did. Great original stuff. And it is really affordable, this book. It's only $9.99 for all new Peanuts comic strips. Some are going to form a coherent story, and some will just be one-offs that are ridiculously cute. And if you do once you do a quick search on Amazon, you'll see some of the previous original Andrews McMeel books that came out with Snoopy that could even be cheaper than $9.99, which I'm looking at now, like, whatever, $5.99, $5.80? Yeah, because it's good to save money. Now, for older kids, define older. Okay, let's say if you're maybe middle school, upper middle school, or up, this could be yours because it's a twist on a genre and a franchise that kids know, but it's not associated with this. It's Vampronica. Vampronica. It, too, is from Archie Comics. Basically, what's happened is Veronica is bitten by a vampire, and she becomes a vampire herself. So it's a twist on Archie. It's kind of like the dark Archie comics that they have in there that really aren't for kids. But this one has enough kind of black humor and, I guess, macabre overtones that the zombie kids and the Dracula kids, they're going to be curious about it because it will have some blood and some mock violence where kids get bitten on the neck. But they probably deserved it for sassing off to their teachers. So it's not going to be for all ages. Keep that in mind. If you're in upper middle school and up, you may like Vampronica. The first issue is tongue-in-cheek called First Blood, and they have probably Sylvester Stallone in there somewhere. They probably don't. Two more comics that may not be good for all ages, but we want to include them here because, A, they're cheap, and the characters are good for all ages, and they're older comics. So if you go back in the time machine to, say, the early 90s or even the early 60s, what was the platform for, like, Spider-Man, Superman, whatnot, those comics now are going to be for all ages today. So looking at these comics through this lens, I say that True Believers' Venom Carnage from 1963 is okay for all ages. I like this series. True Believers reprints some of the classic Marvel Comics titles for villains or superheroes and just reprints them. That's all it does. So you've got this one that says it's from 1963, although I look at the art on the cover, it doesn't look like it's from 63. I think that's a typo from our friends at T-Faw. However, it's still a dollar and worth getting. This one I know is great because I've got it in the comic vault behind me. It's True Believers' Venom Lethal Protector. Now, this was one of the Venom miniseries, I guess about 15, maybe even 20 years ago, that Venom did. And he is he my favorite villain? I don't know. But he makes Spider-Man much more palatable because previously Spidey was not palatable at all. I mean, it was in the back in the Maximum Carnage days. I loved that storyline. And this was right about that time when these miniseries came out. Great, great. And the art in this is really, it's great. And it's very detailed and very sharp. And you think it's going to be super violent, but it's not. Because Venom, he really looks like a cruel, cruel animal on the cover with his incredibly maybe 60 sharp teeth. Looks like an angry shark. But it's a great comic book. And I think middle school and up will like this. That's who's going to dig this. And it's only a dollar. True Believers Venom Lethal Protector. It's out this week. And we are on Twitter. It is at Daddy Mojo. Also Daddy Mojo on Facebook and Instagram. And if you want to hit us up with any questions, you're welcome to the email. Go old school. It's Trey, T-R-E-Y, @ DaddyMojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, DaddyMojo.net, or hit us up @ DaddyMojo on social media.